We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Zayin, from the beginning. Al pi haTorah ve'ela hamishpotim emuna, b'Likutei Harishon Simen Zayin, b'daf Ches Omid Beis, Ayin Shom Kol haTorah Mereisha LaSeifa. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 7 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Ve'ela Mishpotim. Paragraph Aleph, V'zeh b'chinas Pesach v'yitzies Mitzrayim, ki ikar golus Mitzrayim hoyo al pegam Eretz Yisrael, shu b'chinas pegam hu emuna v'hatfila v'hanisim. The main thing that led B'nai Yisrael to have to go down to Egypt was the fact that there was a pegam in Eretz Yisrael, which is a pegam in emuna, in tefila, and miracles. Because Rabbein Zal shows in that chapter that all of those go together. Al yedei she'omar Avraham b'mo eda, when Hashem promised Avraham Avinu that his children would have Eretz Yisrael and everything good, and then Avraham Avinu said the words b'mo eda, how will I know? Uboze pogam bebechinas Eretz Yisrael shebechinas emuna vechulu, ukemavura kol ze heitev shom b'toranal. By doing that, he was pogam in Eretz Yisrael. V'yachshav bePesach hu yitzias Mitzrayim zman haGeula v'hanisim asher osim ol Hashem Yisborach nisim v'neflois u'moifsim nayroim v'atzumim. The time of yitzias Mitzrayim is a time of redemption. All the great miracles that Hashem did for us. V'yitzionu miMitzrayim kedei lahavienu l'Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem took us out of Egypt in order to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Kimavur bekama psukim. And as the famous pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, "Vaisanu hoitzi misham leman hovi oisanu el horetz hashnish balavoisenu." V'chein bekamo psukim or b'chol haTorah she'ikar yitzis Mitzrayim hoyo lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael. The main purpose of leaving Mitzrayim was to get to Eretz Yisrael. V'akol b'shvil hu emuna hakdoisha kedei liskois le'emuna shlema, and the purpose of getting to Eretz Yisrael is to be zeichet to emuna, to be zeichet to perfection of emuna, shezehu ikar hakoil. That's the main thing. That's the most important thing. Veze ikar avodas odom kol yemei chayav. This is the main work of a Jew throughout his entire life. Ubishvil ze bo ha'odom lo'ilam hazeh. And this is the main reason why a person comes to this world. Kedei lizkois le'emuna, in order to be zeichet to true emuna. Kedei lahakir oisei yisborach, shezeh hatachlis mikol hatachlisim, in order to be aware of Hashem, which is the goal of all goals, to realize Hashem. V'chol ikar yitzias Mitzrayim u'matn Torah v'chol ha'oseis v'amosen Avraham asher asah Hashem Yisborach v'yisein v'imonu miyom yitzias Mitzrayim adayim hazeh b'chol dor v'dor. And the whole act of leaving Mitzrayim and matn Torah and all the incredible miracles that Hashem did with our forefathers and with us, from the time that we came out of Egypt until today, throughout all the generations, hakol b'shvil afarsei melekusoi, the purpose of it all is to broadcast Hashem. Leida ulohidia ulihivoda shehu hashalit hu hayoitzer, to inform and enlighten everybody that Hashem is king, Hashem is the creator and king, hu haboiri yisborach v'yisal shmoy lonetzach kedei shenizke leemuna shleimo be'emes, so that we should be zeche to get to true faith in Hashem b'shleimus, to perfection. Paragraph Beis. V'hinei mevoyer b'toranal sheyev shalizko islamuna kim al yidei emes. In that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal explains that it's impossible to get to emuna without emes, without truth. Kemoy shekosuv, Rabbein Zal quotes the pasuk v'hoyo tzedek ezor mosnov ve'emuna ezor chalotzov. V'hikshe b'zoyer ha'kodesh, and the Zoyer ha'kodesh asks on that posuk, haynu tzedek, haynu emuna, aren't tzedek and emuna the same thing? Don't they both refer to a concept of trustworthiness? And the Zoyer ha'kodesh answers, elo tzedek kades chabres be'emes isavidas emuna. That when tzedek becomes united with emes, then it becomes emuna. Nimtzo she'ikar ho'emuna hi'alidei emes. So we see that emes is what makes tzedek into emuna. Ukvar biarnu advorim k'tzas. Rav Nosson Zal says we've already discussed this in previous places. Vo'oid l'laka milen levayar yoyser b'chazdei Hashem. However, I hope that Hashem is going to give me the words to clarify this further. Ki be'emes ikara hu emuna hu b'ma she'ena seichel meivin. Because the truth is, when we talk about faith, faith is only in that which the brain does not understand. Ki b'me she'aseichel meivin einoi nikra emuna mi'achas she'meivin adov midaitoi. Because that which the person's brain understands, that's not called believing anymore, or faith, because he understands it. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina, paragraph Zion. Ve'im kein, me'achar she'eino imeven adover, eich yovoi le'emuna. So if that's the case, if we're talking about something that I don't understand, how or why should I believe in it if I don't understand it at all? V'alkein ikur hu'emuna al yedei emes. And for this reason, the main emuna is dependent on emes. Ki roi lahabardas, mi sheyesh lo imoyach bekodkodoi, v'roitze betikun nafshei v'atzlachosoi hamitis, because a person, an intelligent person who has a brain and wants to get to tikkun hanefesh, and he wants to really succeed in life, lehistakel al ho'emes heitev heitev be'ein ho'emes, to look at the truth really, really well, with honesty and sincerity, beli nitzochin v'kintur, without wanting to be right, without assuming that the lifestyle that he's been living till now is right, and he's looking to defend that. Because Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that when a person has the midah of nitzochin, they want to be right. When a person wants to be right, they can turn all kinds of truth into lies. They'll lie and they'll change things around in order to make themselves come out right. V'chol halashoino is shoimrim be'emes, And everything that's said within the realm of truth can be turned upside down, inside out, without any limitations. And despite that, the truth is one. There's one truth. Meaning, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Nun Aleph, in the first half of Likutei Moran, that if we take an item, a physical object, for example, a pen, and if I want to say the truth about that item in defining it, I say this is a pen. If I want to say falseness about it, I could say unlimited things. I could call it a table, a chair, a swimming pool, a river. So sheker is many, truth is one.